We got breaking news. Israel prepares to strike back after terrorists brutally murder a dozen children over the weekend.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. My brother Jordan will be joining us in just a moment. We also have Danny Danone and Jeff Balaban joining us. Obviously, it was a big weekend for a lot of people, whether you're watching the Olympics or whether you're staying in tune with what's going on in the politics. But obviously, there were some big moments happening in Israel and some really sad ones. If your social media feeds weren't filled up with calls to keep your eyes on Israel right now, I wonder why. It's because it seems like it's a subjective truth when children are attacked or murdered. If it's coming from Israel and you feel that during wartime they had unjustifiably attacked civilians, that, of course, should bring some eyes, some attention. And I understand you're feeling that way. But, of course, when it happens to Israeli children, when a dozen Israeli children who are playing soccer are murdered, the outrage doesn't seem as strong. You may not even heard about it over the weekend. I'd like to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Join us live today. It's going to be a packed show. As I said, we have Jeff Balaban from ACLJ Jerusalem. We also have on Danny Danone, you've heard on this show many times, calling in from Jerusalem. It's going to be packed. I want to hear from you, though, because when these moments happen, look, it's easy to keep our eyes on what's happening in America. Look, I'm sure a lot of you saw, I mean, it's currently what I'm seeing right now, the opening ceremonies. That became a big talking point. I actually have my own thoughts on that. I had a little bit of a video that I posted over the weekend about my thoughts on the opening ceremonies. But I want to hear from you. That's at 1-800-684-3110. Also, we are 3 days away. We are 3 days away from the end of our Life and Liberty Drive. And this is really a time where we really could use your engagement. Eyes are all over the world right now. They're distractions, whether that is what's going on overseas, the Olympics, whether that's politics, what's happening with President Trump and J.D. Vance, what's happening with Vice President Harris and who's she going to pick for her vice presidential running mate. There's all that conversation happening, but with it, there's still the work of the ACLJ. And we have some pretty big things happening. I can't wait to share some of them with you. We're going to take action in the streets, take action in the media, and of course, in the law, in the courtroom. And we can't do it without you. And we are in those final 3 days of our Life and Liberty Drive for the month of July. And I'm honest with you always, we're a little bit short. So today, as we mobilize our office in Jerusalem, which you're going to hear in the next few segments, you're going to hear about what we're doing in Israel and across the globe to not only defend Israel, but to stop these growing threats, we need your support. And you can have your gifts doubled right now. What that means is there's someone ready to match your donation. If you give $20, it effectively becomes $40, $50 becomes $100, so on and so on. That's because there's amazing other ACLJ supporters and donors that want to be a part of the ACLJ. Go to aclj.org, have your tax deductible gift doubled now to keep us in these fights. Keep us in the fight right now. Do we have Jordan? I feel like I hear somebody. Jordan, you're joining us on the phone right now. Of course, we are talking about what's happening in Israel. We're going to be joined by Danny Danone in the next segment and Jeff Balaban. Obviously, the eyes of the world aren't on this right now, but they really need to be.
Yeah, and I think, of course, you got the distractions because of what's going on in the, like you said, U.S. politics, but also, of course, with the Olympics, even, you know, controversies there, but people are also watching the Olympic Games. It's kind of it's getting to be back to school in some parts of the country. It's also the last month of summer in other parts of the country. But Saturday in Israel, there was a major attack, and that major attack was from Hezbollah into northern Israel that killed predominantly children. 12 people dead at this point in the latest reports. Most of them Druze Israelis who come from a Muslim background, which is what Netanyahu also kind of demonstrated when he spoke to Congress.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we'll be back in just about a minute and a half, so I want to hear from you. Phone lines are lighting up right now. We have a couple lines still open at 1-800-684-3110. Danny Danone's joining us next, and of course, Jeff Balaban in the next segment following that live from Israel. So you want to make sure you stay tuned for that. As Jordan said, support the work of the ACLJ. Right now, if you have the ability to do it, this is the time, the last 3 days of our Life and Liberty Drive for the month of July. And some big announcements coming next week. You want to be a part of it. Become an ACLJ champion or an ACLJ one-time donor right now. Sekulow. We are now joined. Make sure that we got him. Not yet. We'll be joined in just a moment from Danny Dinon, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. He'll be joining us here in just a moment from Israel. We'll also... Yeah, and then coming up next, after that, we're going to have Jeff Balaban joining us from Israel, and we have CeCe Heil sitting in the studio as well. CeCe, I wanted you to go to you, actually, because you were talking about some ACLJ work that was just happening recently with this, knowing that the threat from Hezbollah could be coming.
Yeah, so we anticipated this threat, obviously, and worked closely with Israel. And so ACLJ Action just got on the ball immediately and worked with Senator Hagerty and Representative Stefanik and put together a joint letter, helped work on a joint letter from congressional leaders, basically demanding that our administration, support Israel because they knew this threat was coming, so that they would support Israel, that they would give them, you know, weapons and whatever support they need against this attack from Hezbollah, which has now transpired.
Yeah. Jordan, we can go to you while we still wait for Ambassador Dinon. Tell me your thoughts on this, with not only the attack, but the way the ACLJ Action is getting involved.
Yeah, I think, again, this shows you why we created ACLJ Action as a C4 organization. Again, working closely with the ACLJ and some staff that share roles in each organization, obviously, following all the rules. But it's so that we can have that team that's really engaged at the government affairs level. We took our government affairs to the next level in Washington, D.C., both to work with U.S. officials and, of course, members of Congress and a friendly administration. Obviously, we'd be doing that, but also the friendly governments and the governments that we work with so closely, like CeCe said, that have their big staffs in Washington, D.C., and of course, in New York.
Yeah, absolutely. Can we take a phone call? Can we do that right now? Is that possible? Okay, just making sure as we were lining up calls. Let's go ahead and take a call from Clay, who's calling in North Carolina on line 2. Clay, you're on the air.
Brother Jordan, let me give thanks to the Lord for you right now and everybody else. I've been listening to you guys on Truth Radio for years, and I am a proud supporter.
Thank you so much.
And also a veteran. I'm just wondering, how can people all around the United States of America be all right with calling for a ceasefire when you just had that situation take place with those children getting killed? I was just thinking about this earlier. You know, I'm an American. I was born and raised in this country. And if somebody were to come in here that doesn't belong, I'm going to defend and protect. You know what? I mean, even if somebody were to come up there and mess with y'all, I would come up there and protect you guys because y'all are doing what's correct and what's needed. But how can people, go and protest and say we need a ceasefire when you just had what happened yesterday?
Sure, Clay. I think that that's one. Thank you. Thank you for your support. I really appreciate that. It's good to know we have people on our side. So thank you so much for that. But Jordan, I think that brings up a good point, which is it always feels like when the ceasefire conversation and language starts amplifying, it's starting to get stronger. It's starting to seem like it could happen. A moment like this happens.
Right. Where, like, for instance, you've got, Hezbollah using an Iranian rocket. When we saw this happen, I said, this is the problem when you're dealing and these Americans start protesting with terrorist organizations and thinking that Hamas is great and that all the fault is Israel's. And then you see what happens once you've done that for a little bit. Because right away, these groups, and I think it's because a lot about how Kamala Harris criticized Prime Minister Netanyahu, is that they look and they see, see, they're kind of on our side. We can be a little bit more bold. We can be a little bit more active. And you know what? They end up shooting off a rocket that they're now saying was trying to say was some kind of accident. It wasn't an accident. And they shot it into a soccer field. And most of the people that got killed were young people, kids, as we said, come from the Druze community in Israel, which happens to be predominantly Muslim. So when they say, it's about Jews and it's about this, no, it's about the destruction of Israel as a state. They hate the fact that there are Muslims living peacefully and happily in Israel.
Yeah, give us a call with your thoughts at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We'll be joined by Jeff Balaban on our next segment from the ACLJ Jerusalem. And there's a reason we have ACLJ Jerusalem. Look, I know that we're talking a lot about our Life and Liberty Drive right now, but look, it's the final few days. You're going to hear about it. So just roll with me on this. Give us a call also at 1-800-684-3110. Being that we're in the last 3 days, Our deadlines have been running short. We have a deadline right now to file the International Criminal Court. And we're going to talk about this a little bit later with sort of the arrest warrants that are out for Benjamin Netanyahu. It's looming right now. We can't continue these fights without you. So I'm going to encourage you to, one, if you want to be part of this organization, I encourage you obviously to support financially. If you can, go to aclj.org, make a donation, scan the QR code that's on your screen. Do that now. We would really appreciate it. But I also, if you're brand new, which we know about half the viewers that watch each and every day, whether that is live or recorded later on, whether you're watching it as a podcast, whether you're watching on YouTube, however it is, a Rumble, we know a lot of you are brand new. If you're brand new, sure. If you want to support financially, fantastic. But if not, a great way to do it is just to hit that subscribe button, hit that thumbs up, and send us a comment. If you don't know what to comment, comment where you're watching from. I love to see all around the world, and that's the beautiful part about social media, all around the world, the people that our message reach. And it can't reach without your financial support because we have this amazing team here. We can't have this amazing team without you. So currently, we're going to encourage you right now to do that. Either give financially or to go online, subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on Rumble, follow our daily show. The more people that see it, the more the message gets out there. Let's continue to take another phone call because I think this is an interesting one. Garrett's calling in California on line three. Garrett, welcome.
Yes, hello.
Yes, you're on the air, Garrett. Put Garrett back
on hold.
Garrett, we'll come back to you in just a second. I just want to make sure that we have a weird delay with you. So I just want to make sure we're not too delayed. In the meantime, though, let's take Michael in Florida on line one. Garrett, though, stay on hold. We'll get to you. Michael, you're on the air.
Yeah, my comment is with regard to this administration, I want to know what their definition is of an ally. Because to me, when you say that you're an ally, that means that we've got your back. We may not necessarily put boots on the ground, as it were, unless we were seriously asked. But nonetheless, we ought to have their back, and we don't.
Yeah. I mean, I think, Michael, what's interesting is that the administration may not, but Jordan, you can speak to this, and Cece, you can as well. When the administration does it, it doesn't mean the American people don't. It doesn't mean the organizations like ours. That's why we should exist.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, listen, we exist to make sure that these countries that we're working with know that we've got their back, and that a lot of Americans have their back, and that we're going to push the American people to let their government know they want them to have their back as well. And so a lot of this is groundswell. And instead of just sitting there and protesting, you know, because they don't like a leader and defacing monuments in Washington, D.C., what our teams do is really actually substantive. And I think you see that with our work at the International Criminal Court. You see that at our legal work that we do, our work at the UN, our work. I mean, just by the fact that we're on the ground in the places that we're talking about, you know, that's I think, too, people, just to underscore, is so important that we are on the ground working in the places that we're talking about so much on our broadcast. And again, it's not everywhere in the world, because the main focus of the American Center for Law and Justice, of course, on protecting our values in the United States of America. But when you're talking about your number one ally in the most volatile region of the country, I think that's also about, you know, protecting America as well.
Yeah, so give us a call. I wanted to hear your thoughts. 1-800-684-3110. We're also going to be talking about, look, we're on YouTube. We got 419,000 subscribers on YouTube. Well, we know we talk about certain issues. We say certain words, whether that is talking about Israel sometimes, whether that's talking about President Trump. And sometimes, maybe you talk about life. Sometimes it doesn't get served quite as much as it used to. Look, I put up a video over the weekend about the Olympics and a bit about how people have been searching for the Last Supper and how I find that to be very interesting, an opportunity for people who, instead of just to jump to outrage, you can also see, look how many people are looking up the story of Jesus, looking at the Last Supper, and maybe there's an opportunity here. Posted it on all the social media platforms to see what would happen. On Instagram, 20-ish thousand views. Facebook, 10,000 views, something like that. YouTube, which I have the most subscribers on, 600 views. Because sometimes these messages don't want these messages getting out there. And right now there's even a conversation. If you start Googling Trump, Trump administration, Trump assassination attempt, that Google is not filling in those autofills that you see. It's not happening. They say there's nothing suspicious about it. Just happening. It will autocorrect to President Truman when you try to type in President Trump. You telling me more people are looking up President Truman's assassination attempt right now? I don't think so. But that is the world we're living in, and we have to be able to work within it. So I'm going to encourage you to make sure our messages get out there. Now, they've gotten better. Certain things are getting better. But as we head closer to the election, we start to see some of the old tricks from big tech start to occur. And we got to stay on top of it. We have a whole division working on that nonstop. They are working on big tech censorship. It's part of what we do here at the ACLJ. We know you, that's important to you. Obviously, there are great outlets like Rumble. Rumble is our free speech platform that we use primarily. It is fantastic, but it reaches a much different group than are on YouTube. We want people to see our content. We don't want to put ourselves behind a paywall. We want to use these free outlets to get our message out there, but it's not free to make these shows. So right now, I'm going to encourage you before. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Jeff Balaban because we have an office in Jerusalem. How many organizations can say that as well? They have an ACLJ Jerusalem. He's going to be joining us right now. If you want to support the work, go to aclj.org, Life and Liberty Drive. Wrap it up at the end of this month, and we'll be rolling in. Give us a phone call, 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Secular. We are now joined by the head of ACLJ Jerusalem, Jeff Balaban. Jeff, obviously there was some breaking news over the weekend with the attacks in Israel. It didn't, in America, get near the attention as you'd expect because there's a lot of distractions going on, whether that's the presidential election, whether that is the Olympic Games. There's a lot of things happening in terms of distraction points. But that doesn't stop what's going on right now in Israel. And we had an interesting call that said, it seems like, you know, how could you still be calling for this ceasefire? And it does feel like whenever these moments happen, whenever a ceasefire is on the table, and it feels like we're getting inching closer, a moment like this happens that sets you back 10 steps.
Yeah, look, this is a period, this whole period is a period of mourning here in Israel. Even as there's optimism and strength and unity and all those great things, everyone's in pain. I mean, there's no family that's not directly impacted by this in one way or another. And now this attack, I mean, the visuals were horrific, and maybe you've seen them or the viewers have seen them. And, you know, of course, Hezbollah took, they were happy to take credit for this. They gloated about the strike until they realized the victims weren't Jewish. Because it turns out that when you murder Jews in the region, the West rewards you. It rewards you with, hey, give them a state. You know, complain that they're being ill-treated, make them the victim. So they immediately said it wasn't us. So I noticed now, because the evidence is overwhelming that it is them, and they said it was them, and then they pulled back all the social media. The news is saying, you know, Israel and the U.S. are saying it was Hezbollah. It was Hezbollah. In other words, it was Iran. And this is the front of the war against the West, against America, and Israel is really in the breach. And that's the feeling here. Israel's fighting for its own survival, and Israel doesn't understand why a lot of people in America don't understand that this is not Israel looking for support to fight its own little war. This is Israel being on the front line and taking the abuse that America will be getting if these people have their way.
Yeah, Jeff, I think it's something we should bring up. And maybe, I don't want to say that our audience, a lot of them are very educated. They understand this issue a lot, but a lot of people may just be tuning in and don't know. Can you give us a sort of a brief understanding of what the difference is happening here? Because I think people see an attack from Gaza and Hamas and Hezbollah, and they start to really, and somewhat you can, but they start to combine these regimes and governments together, and they're not sure what's going on. This is, you know, Americans, we're trying to make sure we're following closely. So this attack is from Hezbollah, which is different than what we've seen over the last 8 months.
Sure, that's right. So first of all, start with all of these Hamas, Hezbollah, other terrorist groups, these are all Iranian proxies. Iran is the center of really the evil of this region, and they fund it up to the tune of billions and billions of dollars. One of the reasons, by the way, that many Americans were upset that Joe Biden removed the sanctions from Iran, and hundreds of billions of dollars have flowed through to Iran, and sure enough, there's this huge increase in terror. As terrible as the October 7th atrocities were, as terrible as that war was that came out of Gaza and Hamas, the real concern in Israel, that could be an existential war, but not because of what they can do out of the Gaza Strip. The concern is what's coming down from the north. And both in, well, primarily in Lebanon, which used to be a Christian country, a Maronite Christian country, and was taken over by the same refugees, by, you know, there's the same people who call themselves Palestinians and who were thrown out from country to country to country, thrown out of the Arab countries. In Israel, these same Arabs were allowed to live and become citizens, and they're doing great. But the ones that were thrown out of the other Arab countries, they basically have taken over that country. There was a Lebanese civil war, and now it's a terrible war zone, and the south is where they want to launch attacks against Israel. And it's very dangerous because they've been weaponized in a way that's much, much greater than Hamas. They have weapons that could reach with great precision most of Israel. So therefore, you know, the entire north of the country has been basically barren, has been evacuated since the beginning of the war. That's the north. Hamas is in the south. Right. But it's because of the concern. And there's been a low-grade constant war coming out of the Hezbollah fighters. Again, all Iranian proxies. And now it just escalated. Yeah. And what we saw here was one. I'm sorry, I'll stop here. But that's really what's happening.
No, I think it was fine. I think people need to understand that. And also understand that the size of Israel, you're talking about a few hour drive for the entire, from the north to the south, you're talking about not a very large area. If this was under attack here, we are in Nashville, it'd be like Chattanooga is under attack and you would be dealing with that. So I think people need to understand that as well. You hear small country, but you do need to understand some geographical situation of what we're really talking about here, especially as you said that it's similar proxies, you know, it's whether it's through Iran and you have in Turkey, you have Erdogan now saying, well, maybe we're going to go in. I saw that overnight. There's so much of this happening. The pressure's starting to build. And when you have an administration that may not be on the side, that's what starts to happen. And I want to take a call about that. Let's go to Bob quickly in Oregon online. And if you want to call in, 1-800-684-3110. Some phone lines are open right now. Bob, go ahead.
Especially as you said, that it's similar proxy, you know, it's whether it's through Iran and you have...
We'll have to put Bob on back on hold. Bob's listening to his radio. It happens sometimes. Bob asks, and maybe he has another question you can ask later on. Bob asks, why does it seem like even in these situations, the Biden-Harris and now the Harris probably upcoming campaign is still pushing... essentially a two-state solution. So if you cut her off on her first part of the statement, we're fully in support of Israel. That is what we're backing. That is what we're supporting. And then, of course, you get 2 or 3 minutes into the conversation. And look, I'll say this. I saw a lot of my friends who are sort of the Jewish influencers who I follow and I support and I appreciate, especially them being very outspoken. They cut out the part that they really liked. And they put the part they liked, which was, we will support Israel fully, 100%. We will back her, back them as a country, which was great. And then towards the end, it was, we gotta, you know, obviously she starts calling out Netanyahu and it ends with a two-state solution conversation. It feels like every time this moment happens, we're taking steps back. But we gotta be clear that the United States has to be a force to be reckoned with here. And these governments, when they see weakness in the support of Israel, this is what happens.
Yeah. First of all, Logan, I'm just going to say you need better Jewish influencer friends, but because I'm not hearing that. I'm hearing a little bit of that, but overwhelmingly, there's an understanding that that lip service, of course, we support Israel. They just feel they have to say it. But her entire message was hostile to Israel. Her entire message was, we're going to reward the people who are slaughtering the Jews, who are claiming death to Jews, death to America, who are burning the American flag and putting up the Palestinian flag. We're going to reward them by giving them a state. It's truly, it's completely hostile to the existence of the state of Israel. Look, and again, obviously there's some people here in Israel who might not understand this, but overwhelmingly they understand that this is a problem. And it's more than that. I was invited to a symposium, a general Middle Eastern symposium, and the concern was China, Russia, Iran. It's that triumvirate. And the overwhelming sense of the participants from the countries in the region, many of whom are Abraham Accord country members, you know, those countries, the Arab countries that made peace during the Trump administration, when we just took the Palestinian issue out of the equation and focused on serious people who want to live in peace and move forward. And they said the same thing, which is, this is catastrophic for the entire region. And it's not just Iran. The Russia-China-Iran access is dangerous because they see a complete lack of leadership and seriousness in the American White House. That problem resonates.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we only have 1 minute left in this segment and Jordan's going to be joining us and we got a second half hour coming up. And that's why we have an office in Jerusalem. That's why we have people like Jeff Balaban on our team to make sure that your voice is getting heard around the world and to make sure that we are in the fight as much as we can. And we can't do that without you as we head to this break. I know some of you lose this if you're listening on your local radio station. You're not watching online. I encourage you, you should be. You should be watching the full hour of our broadcast each and every day. But if you don't, if you lose us here, this is the time to support the work of the ACLJ. We are in the final 3 days of our Life and Liberty Drive, and we're still short of our goal. There's a lot going on in the world right now, and sometimes you can be forgotten. So we got to make sure that you are standing up and help us keep us in the fight. All donations are matched right now, and they're all tax deductible. So give right now. Again, $10 becomes $20, $50 becomes $100, so on and so on. We can't continue this vital fight without you. So go to ACLJ.org or scan that QR code you see on the screen right now. We do have a bunch of lines open. We took a lot of calls, which we don't usually do in the first half hour. So we have a full bank open. In the next segment, we're going to talk about big tech censorship of President Trump and of conservative values. I'm sure you have something to say about that. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. 3110.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome back to Seculo. Jordan is now joining us, and Cece Heil in studio as well. We want to pivot this conversation to move off of Israel to talk about what's going on in America. And there's been some interesting developments with Google, who obviously owns YouTube, owns a lot of the platforms we're on here. And look, I think they provide some incredible resources for us. We can reach thousands of people because of them for pretty much no cost. It's amazing. However, there have been some interesting things. People start to search. They've been looking for, and look, this happened last time around. This happened during the election last time. The Google users searching for things like attempted assassination of President Trump have seen results fail to populate on the search engine. You know, so when you type in and you see your suggestions, so the suggestions started to talk about President Truman or Donald Reagan, thinking that you had problems. This is what's happening here. Now, Google spokesperson has come out and said, look, we didn't do anything. This was not manual. This is pretty much an AI-driven thing that was trying to keep people from searching for political violence, for horrific, you know, events. So prior to the assassination attempt. However, we know this is one of the top trending stories. They need to be able to go in and fix this. And when you, it doesn't quite all smell right, Jordan. We know that this has been an ongoing issue that the ACLJ has even been fighting against with big tech censorship.
No, I mean, are they saying that the people, they don't want people looking up how to like assassinate a president or how to assassinate Donald Trump? I mean, that doesn't make any sense because there was an attempted assassination now a few weeks ago, and you should be able to look up all of the news about that, the hearings about that, the fact that there's been a Secret Service director fired because of that. You know, I guess they voluntarily left their job, but we all know what that means in Washington, D.C. And you know, we're still finding out bizarre information after each day. I mean, some of this I know we're going to get into in the next segment, Logan, about the how much the Secret Service knew about this potential shooter being on site and then still sending Donald Trump up on stage. This is when, you realize, remember, we've seen a lot of emails where big tech is brought into Washington, D.C. and brought into the White House and basically told, we need you to do this. And you have to wonder if this is one of those situations, Logan, because they don't want people focusing on the Trump attempted assassination. They want people focusing on Harris and the fact that Biden is gone.
I mean, here's just to give you an understanding of how quickly Google does update, because they put on there, they made a statement saying, hey, we're working on improvements to ensure our systems are more up to date. Over the weekend, Robert Downey Jr. was announced that he is going to be playing Dr. Doom in the new Marvel cinematic series, the new Avengers movies. That is based on a comic called Impossible Iron Man, which a lot of people have been searching. If you just type in IMP, it fills in Impossible Iron Man because so many people are searching for it right now. So their systems are up to date. So even if they're saying, hey, maybe it was a protection, we don't want people searching assassination attempts, we know that them saying that we don't keep things up to date is just simply not true, because no one was searching for a comic book from 7 years ago. People weren't searching for until the day before yesterday when this news broke. So we know that that is a bit of fudging the truth, because it's not exactly how we know how real-time Google updates, because they are, you know, Alphabet is one of the most high-tech companies on the planet. So when you see this, you have to at least take a look at if you're being censored. And we are headed into the last minute of this segment. We're going to dive into this a little bit deeper. We're also going to dive into the news that, speaking of the assassination attempt, that the Secret Service and the police had some knowledge of this shooter quite a bit of time before. And we're going to discuss that. There was text messages that were released that show that they at least had marked them as a suspicious person in the audience. Someone who maybe didn't fit the bill. Maybe they're going through and sort of profiling who could be a suspicious person. The text messages were going in and out during this, well before the assassination attempt. I'd love to hear your thoughts. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. Of course, support the ACLJ during our Life and Liberty Drive. We'll be back in just a moment. But again, give me a call. Phone lines are open right now. So if you've ever wanted to hear your voice on the radio, this is it. Hear your voice on the radio. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Secular. We will be taking your phone calls. Thanks for holding. For some of you who have 1-800-684-3110, CC Heil joining us in studio as well. We did want to move this to the now we know a nearly 100 minutes before President Trump took the stage in Butler, Pennsylvania, that ended up in that failed assassination attempt, that there were text messages between security saying things like that they noticed a man with long stringy hair sitting on a picnic table near the warehouse at 426. A text went out saying that he knows you guys are up there and monitoring, but it seemed like he became a person of interest. Again, 100 minutes or so before this assassination attempt, and I'll go to Jordan and get CeCe's thoughts as well. Some of this has to have some consequences here. Obviously, we saw this, the head of the Secret Service step down. Is that good enough? Where do we draw that line?
Well, what I would like to know right away is they see a kid with a rangefinder. Right then, I mean, it's not like this is a far walk, Logan. We're talking 100 yards. Why did they not approach him? Right then. And say, hey, you know, what are you range finding over here? There's nothing illegal about that technically, but that probably would have been it. That probably would have stopped from the shooting from occurring because he'd have been scared off. But instead they know we got a kid with a rangefinder. Then he's putting up a drone, a couple days before. And, the Secret Service is on site more than the day of the event. So none of this makes any sense that these – I mean, all it does is really show that law enforcement was noticing this. But obviously the information either wasn't going to the right person or it was going to a phone number or some kind of reporting number that isn't monitored correctly. And that's why members of Congress, I think, do have a role. There's the short-term role, which is how on earth did this happen? Let's make sure this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, I want to make sure everyone know that 538 photos were shared in a group chat.
Right. That's disturbing.
That they had taken of the who became the shooter. And then a text said, kid learning around building we are in. AGR, I believe it is. I see him with a rangefinder looking towards the stage. FYI, if you want to notify Secret Service snipers to look out because I lost sight of him. That was at 538. By 611, he would be killed by one of those snipers. So a good 25, 30 minutes there. Jordan, you got some?
Yeah, I just don't understand why they didn't immediately go approach him before Donald Trump took the stage. Why, even at 538, or send a message, if Donald Trump had already taken the stage, send a message to him or his Secret Service so they approach him on stage and say that he needs to come off the stage.
A massive communication and breakdown.
This did not need to happen with the technology that we have in 2024. So, Logan, I mean, we obviously there does need to be the short term, and there has been. The Secret Service director is out. I told you while we were at the Republican convention, she showed up to try to brief senators, and then they wouldn't answer any questions. And she is no longer the Secret Service director. But there's got to be something done because I don't really care who becomes the next president of the United States with the technology we have. If we're going to be the United States of America, we've got to be able to better secure our presidents so that they can still go out to the people and campaign and speak to the American people, because that's a horrible outcome if you have to just basically stop doing that. And what does it say about our country if it's too dangerous to do so because we're so partisan?
Right. CeCe, this was 25 minutes before he took stage, and one of our producers just puts very routine for the Secret Service to delay someone from taking the stage, especially a presidential candidate, from taking the stage as they assess any threats. Look, we saw President Trump spoke here in Nashville at the Bitcoin conference and was delayed, and they kind of half explained why he was delayed because they knew he was there. And they said it was because of the attack in Israel, because you're probably then saying, okay, we need to take a step back, reassess. But I want to get your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I think it's, the fact that they had texts going back and forth and the fact that they literally sent pictures of this young man. I mean, clearly they had identified that he was a threat. And the fact that they did not take action, that they didn't put more people around the building where he was kind of lurking, that they didn't have more people looking for him, that they didn't delay. I mean, that's the most disconcerting thing to me, is that they literally obviously identified him as a threat and they really didn't do anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And phone lines are open right now. We have a lot of calls coming in. Let's go ahead and take one. Let's go to Phil, who is calling. Again, talk about the objectivity of the news media when you have these situations. Phil, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you very much. I've been watching CNN the last week, and they're engaged in relentless attacks against Donald Trump. They are presenting their opinions as if they were facts. They are no longer a legitimate news outlet. They are a Marxist globalist propaganda platform.
Now, I've seen some pretty interesting reports, Phil, that CNN and some of these other organizations have actually kind of put a hamper on some of the conversations that their journalists can have outside of the press. And I'm kind of conflicted. Part of me thinks that CNN saying, okay, we need a course correct here. Look, you saw what happened, the very coordinated event that led to Joe Biden dropping out. They don't want their news anchors going on and having those kind of open conversations, whether it's CNN or MSNBC or even Fox for that matter. You don't see them doing a lot of appearances outside of their official capacity. Now, somewhat you go, well, good. They're journalists. They should just be reporting the news, doing what they do. But we know, Jordan specifically, we know that's not how it really is in 2024. It's not like what we're watching on any of the major platforms is purely fact-based news reporting. It's now probably 90% opinion, 10% news.
Yeah, you've got to, again, go to your trusted outlets. Go to people that you trust. And when I say that, I mean trust their opinion almost, because what they're going to do is they're going to take news and they're going to have a spin on it. And I think, listen, there's some news like financial news. I mean, the stock market's up or the stock market is down. But then they will go and explain to you, well, why is it? And why is the interest rate like this? And why aren't we getting a cut? So there are some things that are very straightforward and that you can know that are in the news that you don't need someone giving you a spin on. But usually, even when it's like that, the next statement you're getting is going to be a spin. It's going to be a spin by someone saying, and that's because the policies of blah, blah, blah administration are bad. Or it's going to say, that's because the policies of the administration have been great and we're going to continue to grow. So listen, that's the world we live in. That is not just unique to the United States of America. Opinion journalism and the news have crossed over. And Logan, I will tell you, every time one of these, a holier than now journalist tries to leave that world and says, I'm going to create a kind of opinion free and it's just going to be reporting, it always becomes just as partisan, but just as much their opinion too. It's just their opinion
right
on other people's writing. So I think it's always been tough, and I'm not sure there's ever been news without opinion. I just think we know it now.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I mean, if you watch even your local news, you can tell the spin that's coming from it, even if you think it's a very generic piece. You know, though, where the message is coming from. I'd love to hear from you. You can talk about that. You could talk about Google throttling Trump searches. We could talk about Israel or so much more, because I like to take as many calls as I can in the last segment of the broadcast, which is next coming up. So in about 2 minutes, we're going to start taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Have your voice heard today. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. I see the phone lines lighten up as we speak, because we are in that final stretch, just a few days left in our July Life and Liberty Drive, and we're still short of our goal. Today, we are mobilizing our offices around the world, whether that's in Jerusalem or America, to help either defend Israel or to defend your values, your conservative Christian values. And you can have your gifts doubled today at ACLJ.org. In just 2 days for Israel, we are filing what may be the most important legal brief we've ever filed in defense of Israel, and you can help stand up with us. You can help us keep us in the fight. Have your gift doubled before our Life and Liberty Drive is over, which is at the end of this month. The Life and Liberty Drive for the month of July ends. When you support the work of the ACLJ, you stand with Israel. These are very important days for us, Jordan. Again, of course, $10 becomes $20, $20 becomes $40, so on and so on. And ACLJ is built on the backbone of those individual small donations. Obviously, if you want to make a large donation, we very much would appreciate it. But that is not the core. The core is individuals standing up with as much or little as they can to put their money where their mouth is.
We need your financial support, folks. I mean, to do all of this work that we do, whether it is here in the United States, whether it's the legal work that we commit to and the cases that take years long to fight to make sure that our constitutional rights are preserved and protected in the United States, whether it is cases around the world at the International Criminal Court or opening offices around the world or opening offices around the United States, listen, you are supporting with your donations a first-class legal and government affairs operation at the American Center for Law and Justice, and you heard Cece talk about American Center for Law and Justice Action, working with members of Congress on Israel as well. That's what you're supporting with your dollars to the ACLJ, defending your rights, religious liberty rights, your freedom, your constitutional rights. Donate today. Double the impact of your donation at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Yep, do that today. Give us a call. Also, phone lines are jammed, but they'll open up at 1-800-684-3110. But if you have a minute, even before the show is over, I encourage you to go make that donation, as Jordan said. If you're watching online, you've seen the QR code, go to ACLJ.org. Do it right now. We're back in just a minute with your voices. Welcome back to Seculo Now. We hear from you. We're going to take your phone calls. Let's kick it off. There has been some news about the Supreme Court and obviously some announcements from President Biden about some potential changes to the Supreme Court. We're actually going to break that down in detail tomorrow on the broadcast. We want to make sure we had the time to really go through it and walk you through it. But let's go to Tina, who's calling on line one in Oklahoma. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Tina. I just saw the NTD news flash about Joe Biden presenting the proposal for making changes to the Supreme Court. And that upsets me because I know he's trying to fight against the immunity they gave President Trump, but he's also trying to get rid of some of the conservative people in the Supreme Court. But I wanted to know, what can we do as citizens to deal with this, because it affects the whole country. And I'm very concerned about that. If President Joe Biden can't even finish his tenure as the president, and he has been failing our country, and he can't qualify to run for president, he shouldn't be allowed to make any changes to anything, especially not the Supreme Court.
Tina, let's get an understanding of that from Jordan and from Cece. I'll get both of your views back to back, lawyers who understand this more than I do. Jordan, go ahead with your thoughts.
Remember, these changes have to either be made by Congress or constitutional amendment. Congress can do some things by statute. They can add members to the Supreme Court. They get to set that up. What they can't do is change that the Supreme Court terms are lifetime appointments. So that would have to be done through constitutional amendment. So while you could pack the court with congressional action, let's look at Congress right now. You think there's any way that's getting through? Absolutely not. I mean, there's no way. It's not going to go through Republican House. It's not going to go through then the Democrat Senate, which, you know, barely hanging on. So Joe Biden is like throwing this out there as things he's really committed to doing before he leaves the presidency. I think he's just trying to talk about anything relevant because he lame-ducked himself very early. Even for someone who only serves one term, you're not considered lame duck when you're running for a second term. You're considered lame duck if you either are on the end of your second term or if you lost the November election and you've got just like a couple months left. He's now lame duck for a long time. I don't know if that's great for the country, Logan. I've gone back and forth on, is it great to have him there focused just on kind of like running the country, not like he's been doing a good job of that, or should Harris really be in place and almost forced to do that job because he's already admitted that he's not really capable of being the president moving forward into 2025. And so are we getting the best that we can, even if we're not talking about, you know, Republican, Democrat, but the best of American leadership that we could get based on who we've got available to us at this time?
Cece, I'll get your thoughts.
Yeah, and I think maybe he just makes the statement to rile up his voter base because he can't do this unilaterally. Just like Jordan said, if he's going to change the term, it'd have to be done by a constitutional amendment. And right now, yes, the Constitution says that a Supreme Court justice serves for good behavior, which ends up being basically life. And so that would take an amendment. That's not something that Joe Biden can just say it's going to happen. Yeah.
All right, let's continue on. Bill's calling on line four. He's an ACLJ champion. ACLJ champions, those are people who support the ACLJ on a monthly recurring basis, and they get priority treatment on phone calls. So he called in, and he's up next. Bill, you're on the air.
Hi. I was calling about Christopher Wray's hearing where unsolicited, he made the comment, we don't even know if Trump's ear was hit with a bullet or a piece of glass or shrapnel. That started really a scandal in the news, went on for a couple of days. And Friday night, the FBI had to come out and admit that President Trump was shot.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, the FBI came out pretty quickly, actually, after that hearing and said, no, we will make sure we know he was definitely shot with a bullet, whether it was grazed, whether, you know, whatever it happened. And that, of course, became a social media buzz thing, as you've seen, I don't know, someone's ear progressively heal over a couple weeks and makeup and all the things you can do. But for some reason, that became a controversy. That's going to be the problem, Jordan, going forward, is that these are the little kind of, they're not going to be necessarily the news stories you hear, but they're going to be the offhanded remarks that are made from a Christopher Wray, or offhanded by a CNN or an MSNBC, to start planting it in the viewer's head that maybe this was some sort of staged event.
Right. I really do think they, Logan, when we talked about that Google story, and then we talked about Christopher Wray trying to, who knows, it could have just been, you know, shrapnel or something like that. I mean, like, that makes it any better. I mean, it was an assassination attempt. It barely missed the president's head. It hit his ear. We were all there. We saw the amount of blood. We saw what happened. He's gone through it a number of times. But they are trying to make the switch to Harris, and they're going to do anything possible to make this attempted assassination something that was part of the Trump-Biden campaign.
Sure. All right, let's go ahead back to the phone calls. Let's go to Nancy in Texas on line 5, and I believe that will probably be our last call of the day, but we'll see. Stay on hold. We'll do our best. Nancy, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you. I am a champion.
Fantastic.
I love you guys.
I'm sorry, I didn't know. I would have put you on earlier. Nancy, go ahead. You only hold 5 minutes. You know what? You got it. You're good.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I just want to say that you were talking about the journalists and how they all, you know, report bias. And I have a liberal friend that I visited, and she was teaching English and journalism in college. And the class, I don't remember the exact name, but it was something about, you know, presenting facts for a journalist, unbiased reporting. And yet their assignment in class was to choose a topic and pick a side and persuade. And I just feel like these schools are just teaching this and not teaching people, the kids, how to.
Well, Nancy, as Jordan said, and not to cut you off or run out of time, as Jordan said, it doesn't really exist in modern day journalism. There is no, at least, a bend. And as Jordan said, it probably was like that always. It's just maybe they were presenting it in a different way. But it is sort of sad when you feel like you can't even have those conversations. You can't have two sides on the same panel anymore. Or, you know, Jordan, go ahead.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, this is the world we live in. I mean, you can have panels. Usually when two different sides are on panels now, though, they've got a liberal Republican agreeing with the liberal Democrat. If you're on MSNBC, on CNN, you might see a little bit of difference, but not much. And then on Fox News, it's a Democrat agreeing with Republican.
Right.
So, again, read the news. You're going to get the basic facts correct. They can't lie to you about the economy. They can't lie to you about the stock market. They can't lie to you about your inflation. They can't lie to you about the cost of gas or groceries or how our standing is in the world. Those are all pretty poor, or crime in your city. So look around. Just keep your eyes open. You're the best journalist. You know what's happened. You know if things are costing more, if things are feeling dangerous, and if you're not feeling safe.
All right, well, we're going to wrap up today's show by telling you to support the work of the ACLJ during this Life and Liberty Drive. There's only 3 days left. If you're brand new, I'm going to ask you, though, to subscribe or to follow if you're watching on Rumble or YouTube or on Facebook or X, however it is. Do whatever you need to do to activate this account. We do this show each and every day, so be a part of it. And plus, a lot of extra content that's posted. But we are in those final 3 days. We need your support right now. Take this last 30 seconds. I'm sorry to Linda. Sorry to Faye. We were able to get to you today. Have your gifts doubled right now during our Life and Liberty Drive. It ends at the end of this month. So we're just a few days away. It's, you know, July 29th. So time is of the essence here, everybody. And we are a little bit behind. Support the work of the ACLJ right now. You stand with America. You stand with Israel. You support your Christian conservative values. Do it right now. Scan that QR code on the screen or make your donations directly at aclj.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Again, do it right now. Scan that code. Talk to you tomorrow.